Section 1. You will hear a discussion between a nursing student and a tutor after the student has done some practical training at a home nursing service for older patients. First, you will have some time to look at questions.
Now, you spent last week doing practical training with the home nursing service, dealing with elderly patients. How did it go?
Oh, it was pretty good. I mean, I learned a lot since I hadn't had much to do with older patients before.
Well, with our ageing population, care of the elderly is a major focus of the healthcare system. And quite a range of healthcare professionals are called upon.
Yes, I was surprised in a few cases. For instance, we know that preventing falls is very important. There's a separate falls clinic, but if a patient appears to be unsteady on their feet, whether they're walking unaided or using a walking stick or a frame, the nurse has to get in touch with a physiotherapist.
That's right. We always need to be on the lookout for signs of deteriorating health. If you notice that a patient is becoming disoriented, it could be caused by tiredness or the side effects of medication. So what you have to do is contact their doctor, who will then assess what the cause could be.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to work out exactly what's wrong. There was one patient who bumped into furniture a few times in her own living room while we were there.
Well, as you know, our vision can deteriorate with age. And in the case of elderly patients, we need to refer them to an occupational therapist if they're experiencing problems due to visual impairment. If necessary, it's up to that specialist to refer them to an optometrist.
I see. What about the patients who don't want our help? I mean, they're free to live their lives as they want, and we can't force them to see a doctor or someone.
Yes, it's not unusual for our patients to decline assistance, especially the men. It's often a matter of pride or an overestimation of their own capabilities. But when there are potentially serious issues that could have a long-term impact on their health and safety, we get the aged care team to pay them a visit. Sometimes they just end up having a friendly chat, but at least they're informed about what services are available.
So they provide a bit of psychological help, like a doctor often does. What about when a patient appears to be becoming increasingly frail? I mean, there could be a whole number of causes, like the time of day or just simply old age.
You need to remember that sometimes elderly patients can't go shopping regularly, or they can't afford much nutritious food. Because it can be a mixture of reasons that might need to be addressed by their doctor or the aged care team, we first contact a dietitian because we find that almost everyone can benefit from an expert review of the types of food they're eating.
What about the patients who have pets? I mean, I've been into some people's homes and they seem to be a kind of health hazard, especially the ones with a lot of cats or birds in cages.
Well, pets do a lot of good for humans. They provide company, they're a reason to get some exercise, particularly dogs, and generally they do more good than harm. But you're right, they can spread disease, and also dogs and cats can trip up their owners. We used to let the occupational therapist handle that issue, but now if we have concerns, we give the Falls Clinic a call for a home assessment.
Oh, right. I'll just make a note about that.
Now, you spent last week doing practical training with the home nursing service, dealing with elderly patients. How did it go?
Oh, it was pretty good. I mean, I learned a lot since I hadn't had much to do with older patients before.
Well, with our ageing population, care of the elderly is a major focus of the healthcare system. And quite a range of healthcare professionals are called upon.
Yes, I was surprised in a few cases. For instance, we know that preventing falls is very important. There's a separate falls clinic, but if a patient appears to be unsteady on their feet, whether they're walking unaided or using a walking stick or a frame, the nurse has to get in touch with a physiotherapist.
That's right. We always need to be on the lookout for signs of deteriorating health. If you notice that a patient is becoming disoriented, it could be caused by tiredness or the side effects of medication. So what you have to do is contact their doctor, who will then assess what the cause could be.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to work out exactly what's wrong. There was one patient who bumped into furniture a few times in her own living room while we were there.
Well, as you know, our vision can deteriorate with age. And in the case of elderly patients, we need to refer them to an occupational therapist if they're experiencing problems due to visual impairment. If necessary, it's up to that specialist to refer them to an optometrist.
I see. What about the patients who don't want our help? I mean, they're free to live their lives as they want, and we can't force them to see a doctor or someone.
Yes, it's not unusual for our patients to decline assistance, especially the men. It's often a matter of pride or an overestimation of their own capabilities. But when there are potentially serious issues that could have a long-term impact on their health and safety, we get the aged care team to pay them a visit. Sometimes they just end up having a friendly chat, but at least they're informed about what services are available.
So they provide a bit of psychological help, like a doctor often does. What about when a patient appears to be becoming increasingly frail? I mean, there could be a whole number of causes, like the time of day or just simply old age.
You need to remember that sometimes elderly patients can't go shopping regularly, or they can't afford much nutritious food. Because it can be a mixture of reasons that might need to be addressed by their doctor or the aged care team, we first contact a dietitian because we find that almost everyone can benefit from an expert review of the types of food they're eating.
What about the patients who have pets? I mean, I've been into some people's homes and they seem to be a kind of health hazard, especially the ones with a lot of cats or birds in cages.
Well, pets do a lot of good for humans. They provide company, they're a reason to get some exercise, particularly dogs, and generally they do more good than harm. But you're right, they can spread disease, and also dogs and cats can trip up their owners. We used to let the occupational therapist handle that issue, but now if we have concerns, we give the falls clinic a call for a home assessment.
Oh, right. I'll just make a note about that.